And, you know, the fittest bloke I know is sitting in the studio next to us, Andrew Jobling, who is an author who did a DVD and all that sort of stuff.
And let's not forget that he was an ex-football star as
He played for St Kilda, didn't you, Jobbers?
Started on getting a big head. His headphones are about to pop off.
They certainly are. Now, for those people who haven't been with us, what we've got is Jobbers doing a six-week intensive... Well, it's actually not that intensive,
no,
but the whole idea
intensive.
Is a six-week program, a fun program for us to take on board. And the idea is just to get a little bit fitter, a little bit healthier.
Absolutely,
and,
6 weeks to a better you.
Exactly. Now, if you've missed out on a few of them, the good thing is Jobbers has put them on his website. So week by week, you can log on and take all these tips, so you don't have to write them all down.
And that's as easy as going to the computer and putting in andrewjobling.com.au. Very simple indeed, hey, Jobbers?
It is very simple.
Now, week number four we're up to, aren't we?
We are. But before I start, I'm really excited this morning, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. I've got an email from Nick in Malvern.
Okay.
And I just want to read it because it's brilliant. It's really good news. So, dear Andrew, I want to thank you, Kylie and Patrick. I've been listening to every show since you began the six-week program. I bought your book and I have implemented some of your suggestions. In only 4 weeks, I have noticed so many benefits. The first is that my pants are too big and I need to do my belt up an extra notch.
Good on you, Nick.
I have more energy as I'm eating breakfast every day and I am easily walking over 12,000 steps every day where it used to be about 6,000.
Well, you must have one of those counters.
Pedometers,
then, hey?
Yes.
You might be shaking it on the couch, probably.
No, I don't think so.
I have renewed enthusiasm for life and I feel fantastic. Thank you so much and keep up the great work, Nick from Malvern.
Hey, that's
on
isn't
Nick.
That awesome? That's
absolutely
great.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, it's fantastic because he feels fantastic.
And look, we talked about the pedometers and they're so cheap to buy. You're looking maybe $5 or $6 or even, you know, $12 for a pedometer from a chemist.
Yeah.
And really just watching how many steps you make every single day is such a great way just to get a little bit of extra exercise in. So it's really good. So now, Jobbers, this week, we're up to week four. Now, people who may have dropped off a little bit, you can always pick it up, can't you?
Always. There's no rules here, and life gets in our way all the time. You can start and restart any time you want. But listen, I wanted to quickly go over today, and that email from Nick prompted me to set up this week. And it's really about measuring your progress and seeing how you're going. Because a lot of people, and the first caution I'll give people is to not use scales as a measure.
Mm-mm, throw the scales out.
Get rid of the scales.
Good idea.
They're better as a doorstop. They just do not give you an indication whether you're losing fat. So what I've done is I've listed a whole heap of things that you need to be looking for to notice whether you're actually getting benefits here. And some of them are subtle. They're not so measurable. But the things I want people just to be thinking about, do you have more energy? Do you crave less? Are your moods more consistent? Are you more alert? Are you sleeping better? Are you getting up with more vigor? Are you feeling more optimistic? Are you more motivated to exercise? Do you handle stress better? And is your skin clearer? These are some signs that you are getting results. And some more measurable things are, well, obviously your pedometer is recording a greater number of steps, as Nick suggested. Your clothes are feeling looser. You may be doing some measurements that are showing good signs. You're eating breakfast more often. You're eating more fruit, vegetables, and fish. You're drinking more water. You're able to walk, run, and swim and more quickly or further. You can lift heavier weights. You're getting complimented on the way you look, and you're more flexible. So these are some of the things that you should be looking for to notice whether or not you
sounds
are
good. Now, what we might do is we'll take a quick break, but if you want to SMS and ask a question to Jobbers, like any health tip, 0427JOY949, 0427JOY949, or...
You can take the email option on air@joy.org.au, Dean.
And we've got Jobbers in the studio, Andrew Nicholas Jobling, who is our health and fitness guru expert person. Now, just before the break, we were talking about pedometers as a really good way to measure what you're doing as far as steps. A pedometer measures your steps, so how many steps you do in a day. And we say, you know, aim for about 10,000. It's a good achievable goal. Now, we had a call from someone asking where you can get a pedometer from. Just local chemists. Most chemists have them. The larger pharmacies have them. Sports stores, Rebel Sport, that sort of thing. So, and you're probably paying anything between, say, $5 and $6 for a cheaper one to maybe about $12, and you can go all the way up to about $50 or $60
and
they do everything
right
for you, you know, rub your back and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, they cannot
well,
do
I can,
that.
Well, maybe not. But you can get radios.
Lies, Patrick.
We can get radios and torches and all that sort of stuff. And they're really great. No, they're fantastic, the old pedometers. So you don't have to spend too much for them, but my tip is get a small one because the big ones tend to rub on your belt when you sit down, they fall off.
Oh, that's right. But you can also get a rash too, a sweat rash.
Really?
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Oh. Yeah.
You'd have to sweat to do that, though, wouldn't you?
Yes, well, you walk fast, power walk.
Now, we asked people to call us or to message us to SMS on 0427JOY949.
Or email on air@joy.org.au. I've actually got a question
okay,
here.
Okay, here we go. Just come in.
This is from Paul in Gladstone Park. And Paul says that he's looking for a personal trainer. And what should he be looking for? Jobs.
firstly, look for one that's cute.
Yes.
Personal trainers, there's a lot of them out there, so be discerning when you're looking for a personal trainer. You need to find someone, A, who you get on with. I think because if you're going to spend some time with a person, you want to like that
person. That's right, yeah.
I think that's probably the main thing. And also, you need to be comfortable with the message and what they're trying to get you to do. Because I know as a personal trainer, as a young, dumb personal trainer, I made people do things they really didn't want to do, and hence they often didn't show up. So you want to find someone that's going to have a moderate approach, that's going to talk about balance, that someone that's going to not kill you. You want to be able to walk out after your session, and you want to look forward to going back. So I think the main message is find someone you like, find someone that has a moderate, achievable approach.
Now, I've got another one that's come through from Philippa in Yarraville, and this is kind of the opposite. Now, I have limited time, and I don't want to join a gym. What can I do to get and keep myself fit?
Hi, Philippa. Well, this is a big question. A lot of people are limited by their thinking about exercise, and they think that, you know, you have to join a gym or go for a run or whatever. There is so many things that you can do. I don't know.
Hang out the washing.
If you've got
exercise, vacuum. That's another good exercise.
Run around the house with a vacuum cleaner. If you've got stairs, walk up and down your stairs. If you've got a step, do step ups. On the website this week, I've put a list of some stuff that you can do with limited time and in the comfort or discomfort of your own home, in terms of, you know, you can do push-ups and sit-ups and squats. If you've got an exercise bike, jump on that. You don't have to exercise for 30 plus minutes. If you've only got 10, do 10. 10 is better than none. Yeah. Skipping rope. Find a partner, and I'm sure there's something you can do together which will be more motivating and more enjoyable. So there's a whole range of things that you can do without joining a gym.
That's very true, and I was going to say, having someone to train with is the best motivation, because there are days where you're not going to feel like doing it.
That's right.
But if you know you're meeting someone, I've got a friend of mine, and she's like had kids, and we'd meet down at the park and just go for a walk down a running track, and then I'd do some sprints, and she'd try to keep up, and then maybe, you know, walk for a bit and then run for a bit. And the fact that we were meeting, it was social too. Have a bit of a chin wag. It's great, especially on a day like today. It's fantastic outside, and you don't have to allocate a lot of time. It might only be 15 or 20 minutes, but at least you're doing something.
Absolutely, and it's better than doing nothing.
The secret is get into a routine.
Now, if people want to follow up on all these tips, because this is a 6-week program, we're into week 4 now, and all they need to do is go to andrewjobling.com.au. So AndrewJobling, and there's tips, there's advice, and a week by week strategy. So you can go there and see what's happened in the past and then check out what's coming up.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for coming in this morning, Jobbers.
You're very welcome. Patrick, out of 10, I would give you one.
Oh, well, you'd give me one.
You're turning, Jobbers.
Only for Patrick.
Because, well, that's one of the things we've been talking about this morning. Kylie's roped me into this notion of getting me
We'll get to
pitched.
That again very soon. All I'm right. on the hunt for a man for Patrick. Oh. It's 8 to 8. You're on Joy 94.9.